USA News update. The White House is urging Congress to swiftly raise the nation's debt limit to keep the U.S. from defaulting on payments. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans cannot use this issue as a way to cut social programs.
To cut Social Security, to cut Medicare, and to cut Medicaid.
The U.S. is expected to hit the borrowing limit on Thursday. President Biden is frustrated with his administration's response to the discovery of classified documents in a former private office and in his Delaware home. NBC News reporting that the president is also upset with the backlash that he's receiving after those documents were found. Newly elected Representative George Santos has been awarded seats on two low-level committees after House Republicans debated where to put the New York congressman. He is facing mounting legal issues and growing calls to resign for extensively lying about his resume. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.